Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting third. The center fielder, Ted Savage. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Goosen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Kraus. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Lou Kraus. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Kenney. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Cumberland. Pitching for the New York Yankees, John Cumberland. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper bunts towards first. Cater fields the ball and throws to Cumberland covering. Safe. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Munson and he is safe. Harper steals second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage strikes out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kenney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goosen scoops it up and throws to first, with Kraus covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Savage. Mercer reaches second base with a double. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cater. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Cater steals second. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cater. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Cater steals third. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. One out. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. John Cumberland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cumberland strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-1 in the game. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kraus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenny fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. Walton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bulfari for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards third. Kenny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Goosen hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bulfari. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. Munson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Savage, who is chasing the ball. Munson reaches third base with a triple. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 1 in the game. Michael strikes out. One out. John Cumberland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cumberland is 0 for 1 in the game. Cumberland bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Munson scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Yankees. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cumberland moves to second. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0 for 2 in the game. Kenny is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field. Bulfari settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 2 in the game. Savage hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bulfari. Savage reaches second base with a double. Krause moves to third. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0 for 2 in the game. Walton is walked intentionally. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Cumberland scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hershberger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball towards right. Hershberger settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hershberger. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Roof and he is safe. White steals second. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0 for 2 in the game. Bulfari hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Munson is walked intentionally. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-2 in the game. Michael takes first base on ball 4. White moves to third. Munson moves to second. John Cumberland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cumberland is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cumberland is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Greg Goosen. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Cumberland fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Jerry McNerney pinch hits for Phil Roof. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Lou Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krause strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harper is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Jerry McNerney now catching. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball towards center. Snyder settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Snyder. Jerry Kenny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenny is 0-for-3 in the game. Kenny hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Krause, and towards Kennedy, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to second. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Snyder. White reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. Mercer goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Yankees. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from McNerney and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. White scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Yankees. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cater hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-3 in the game. Bulfari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Little pinch runs for Kurt Bulfari. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Little. The throw from McNerney and he is out, Kennedy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Little now playing right field. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walton strikes out. Two outs. Steve Hobley pinch hits for Mike Hershberger. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Brewers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Hobley now playing right field. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Munson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNerney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heaton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Michael for the out. Two outs. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McNerney hits a line drive into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.